Wisconsin's turkey producers are reporting strong local demand despite some falloff in production. We're talking about turkey processing capacity and how farmers are doing right now. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. Agriculture census figures on Wisconsin turkey farms give some mixed indicators. Are you a turkey farmer? How have you seen the industry change over the years? Where are you buying your Thanksgiving turkey from? Join in at 800-642-1234. Ron Kane is in poultry production and management at the UW Extension College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. Ron, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So the number of turkey farms in Wisconsin has seen a slight decrease over the past decade. Can you talk a little bit about what market forces you're seeing right now?
Yeah, the turkey industry in Wisconsin is kind of unique, I would say. There's a lot of really small farms, as the census showed, raising anywhere from a half a dozen up to a few hundred turkeys. And then there's a very large company out in the northwestern part of the state that raises, a couple million birds or about 4 million birds, I guess.
Is that Genio and Barron?
Right. Yeah, okay. That's Genio. And so we really see that big split. There's very large and there's very small, and there's really not a lot of production in between. And I think a big part of that is a lack of processing capacity. There's really not a lot of processing plants that will do turkeys. And so that limits a lot of that middle-sized growth, I think.
So these farms are raising the birds and then sending them off for processing. They're not doing everything on the farm.
That's kind of the split, yeah. So the large ones, that's the case. There's one processing plant there in Barron that would do all of those turkeys. And then really below that, state rules only allow 1,000 birds processed per year on your farm, so that really limits things.
How have you seen turkey farmers struggle in the past? Has avian flu still have a lingering impact on the industry?
Yeah, I think especially in those 2017 numbers, we probably saw that. There were some breeder flocks that were affected and had to be depopulated. And so there was a shortage of hatching eggs for a while. So that may have been reflected some in those numbers. I think since then, there was kind of an overshoot of turkey production. So then the prices went down a bit. And so now I think some farms have backed off a little bit and are not producing quite so many because of that. So now the prices are actually coming back up and things are looking pretty good, I think.
Did we have any lessons learned from avian flu and that outbreak in 2015?
We sure hope so. I think there's a lot more biosecurity, again, at the larger farms especially, but They do a lot to try to keep any spread of disease, limiting any interaction with wild birds, limiting interaction, I think, from farm to farm as well. And there's been some added cost to that, too. They've done a lot of work with more sanitation and more disinfection and things. So there's been some added costs.
So when the birds are raised here in Wisconsin, what do our markets look like when we're sending them off, regardless of whether they're processed here or not? Are these birds staying in the Midwest or going farther?
Yeah, I think there's a little of both. I would say a lot of the birds processed at Barron are large toms, and they will use them for making deli meats and things like that. And so those would be spread nationwide. The more local producers, they would be local and sold here within the state for the most part.
We're talking with Ron Kane. He is an expert on poultry production and management at the UW Poultry Division of Extension. You can join in. We're talking about turkey farms and production around our state. Did you make the decision to switch to local turkey from more recognizable brands you can get at the grocery store? Why did you do that? Where do you buy your Thanksgiving bird? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Ron, a number of turkey farms have wanted to go antibiotic free, and consumers especially are very tuned in to whether antibiotics are used to raise the turkey. What do you see there?
Yeah, that's definitely been a trend. I think the poultry industry really has cut back a great deal on antibiotic use. Some of that has been by rule. As about 3 years ago, the federal rules were put in place so that now every antibiotic has to have a veterinarian prescription. So that has changed things. And they have to be for specifically treating a disease. So there's no growth promotion use. So yeah, there's a push. Certainly, I think it's been a bit of a challenge with turkeys that they do have some problems occasionally that they need antibiotics. But there's definitely been an increase in antibiotic-free production.
Ron, I want to look more broadly at the world market. I'm wondering, you know, we've seen nationally turkey prices, they're at the lowest level since 2010. Does the trade war at all or tariffs have any impact on the turkey industry?
I don't know that there's any direct effect there that I am aware of. I don't think we've been selling a lot of turkey to China. Certainly, we hadn't sold any chicken to China since the influenza outbreaks in 2015. That has recently, I guess, been changed, or at least China has said they will start accepting some chicken. So I don't think there's been a great deal of direct effect there.
What about the health of these farms financially? You know, we've seen farms filing for Chapter 12 bankruptcies. They've risen 13% year over year. If you look from July, are turkey farms staying solvent?
I guess I don't have direct connection to that, but I haven't heard of it being a great issue. I think they've been fairly steady with their production, and costs have been down a bit because feed costs are pretty inexpensive right now. So I don't think it's a huge issue for the turkey producers currently.
Do most turkey producers in our state also have other products that they raise, or are they exclusively raising turkeys?
Yeah, I would say most of them would have, other aspects to their farms. So, either crop farming or some other animal production.
Yeah. Is there any value-added things that you're seeing with turkeys at all?
Right. You know, I think certainly not really value-added, but some other areas where the antibiotic-free and things like that. Turkey industry has done quite a bit, of course, over the years of, you know, again, using the TOMS for further processed, so deli meats and sausages and things like that. So I think those have been probably the areas they've looked at.
Do you think the turkey industry in Wisconsin will grow? What is the outlook like for you?
I think there will be some slight growth in the short term. I know there's at least some hopes that the pork situation in the world may drive a bit more poultry production and consumption. So I think in the short term, that might have some effect. In the long term, I'm not sure we'll see a great deal of difference. Turkey consumption has been fairly flat for the last few decades. And so unless we find some other method, I don't know if I see a great deal of increase, but hopefully some.
Ron, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Ron Kane is in poultry production and management at the UW Poultry Division of Extension, and we've been talking about the state of the turkey industry here in Wisconsin. Coming up, we talk with Wisconsin Workforce Development Secretary Designee Caleb Rossman. What are the barriers to employment in our state that you see? How do you feel about the future of your job and your industry? Join in at 800-642-1234. It's Secretary Caleb Rossman in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.